This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
She sat next to me in fifth period math. Brown hair, blue eyes, an amazing ass on the first day. She says, hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me.
My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to Erk FM, a weekly music podcast coming from the computer and into your ears at the end of each and every week. This particular episode of Erk FM is 100% female. Well, apart from me, that is. I'm still male, and there are some things that I will not do for podcasting. I'm sorry, but becoming a female for the sake of this episode is not one of them. And no, I'm not going to put on a female voice. I'm sure that regular listeners of ErkPod would definitely appreciate that. But today's music is 100% female, over a wide variety of genres, with a wide variety of influences, and it's a real multicultural mix as well today as well. In addition, we have 100% female podcast promos, and we have about 50% female feedback as well. So let's get right into it, and we'll move straight from down under here in Sydney, Australia, and we'll move over to Athens in Greece, where our first artist hails from. And this is Calliope. And there's probably going to be 10 million ways that I say that artist's name. Calliope. It doesn't matter how you pronounce her name, she's talented. And the first song is called Fire and Sea, here on Erk FM, erkfm.com.
Rails that crumble.
That was Kelly Yopai with her songs Fire and Sea and then Around the World. And let me tell you, today's show has a lot of people from around the world, which is funnily enough. Now, Calliope describes herself as a singer-songwriter from Athens, and she has a wide variety of influences. Now, how's this for a list of who's who in the music industry? The Rolling Stones, Madonna, Nirvana, Blur, The Cranberries, David Bowie, Gwen Stefani, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, and The White Stripes. So that is a wide variety of influencing artists, and you can tell just by listening to those two particular songs that Calliope isn't just an artist that just does the one style of music, and you can instantly tell that it's her.
Welcome to Lesson 69 of Learn Something New, 365 lessons that teach you something new every day. Today we will learn how to get banned by iTunes. Step 1. Decide you want to do a podcast about sex. Not a clinical podcast, but a podcast about doing the nasty, getting nasty, or just showing off your nasty. Step 2. Compose literature of an erotic nature. Narrative that uses explicit vocabulary such as nipple, crotch, orgasm, and baguette. Step 3. Have the host of your podcast read your erotica with a smoking hot accent. Try for a truly foreign-sounding dialect such as New Zealand. Step 4. List your erotica podcast under literature. Step 5. Produce one episode and post it. To find out more about how to get approved by iTunes, only to be banned later based on the complaint of a right-wing conservative nitwit, subscribe to Erotica a la Carte at eroticaalacarte.com. This concludes Lesson 69, How to Get Banned by iTunes. See you tomorrow for Lesson 70, Manicuring Alpacas.
So let's now move away from Athens, and we'll go down to Africa, as a matter of fact. And this particular artist is called Christelle, and she was originally born in Gabon in Western Africa. She actually came to the US at the age of 16, not knowing a word of English. At the time, she only knew French and her local language. And since then, she's learnt English, graduated from an English school, and she's singing, and she's writing songs, and she's dancing, and she's modelling, and she's having a great time in the United States, as I will be in a couple of months. I'm not sure about the dancing and the modelling or the songwriting, but I'll be having a great time anyway. And this song by Christelle is a pretty good one, actually, and if you feel like dancing, this might be the song to dance to. And this is Can You Handle Me by Christelle here on IRC FM.
See you. watching. I know you want it. Well, maybe can ya? I see you watching. I know you want it. Well, maybe can ya? I see you watching. I know you want it. Well, maybe can ya?
Can you hear the
I see you watching. Yes. I know you want it. Well, maybe can ya?
Shorty understands it, you know who I be. Agassino on the one and only Ivy League. I know you looking right, these cats ain't got a clue. Can I handle it? Let me show you what it do. As we proceed, listen closely. I approach you, but really it's you that chose me. I seen you looking hard, so I slipped you my card. Hit me up, you have a full-time bodyguard. I'll protect you, keep you company. Take a few trips somewhere and live wonderfully. Cause I know you keep it hot like candlesticks, tell that lane to cancel it. Baby, I can handle it. Yeah.
I see you watching. I know you want it. But maybe can ya? I see you watching. I know you want it. But maybe can ya? I see you watching. I know you want it. But maybe can ya? I see you watching. I know you want it.
And that was Christy L with her song, Can You Handle Me? And she lists her influences as Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and she's also been compared to Janet Jackson. And of course, you can find a link to her official website and the website of all the other artists on the show notes at irkfm.com. So let's keep the dancing happening and the funky tunes. And we're going to go to our next artist now. And this lady is absolutely versatile. She plays piano. She's a dancer. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. And her name is Sabrina Shaheen. And she comes to us from Michigan in the United States. And this is her song, Look Into My Eyes.
Should we meet again tonight? Seems as though I've lost the fight to keep my life on solid ground. In you I fear what I have found.
To my
And that was Sabrina Shaheen with her song, Look Into My Eyes. She started playing the piano at the age of 4. She started doing ballet at the age of 3. And over time, she studied a variety of dance styles. She's born and bred in Michigan, and she's heavily involved in the Detroit live music scene. And she's also had the lead role in local productions of Peter Pan and A Chorus Line. So keep an eye on Sabrina. You never know where she might go. Speaking of artists to watch, this particular lady is definitely one to watch into the future. Her songs that I've heard so far are upvibe and interesting, and they are definitely ones that you will sing along to and are very, very catchy. And this song is Book of Lies by Miranda Fitrus here on IRC FM.
Fix my hair, write a song and say a prayer for you. You don't deserve it and you know it's true. And by your look I know you hate me too. You think it's cool to ruin lives. Well, I burned up your book of lies, and without them you can't survive. Smile, awkward laughs. How much longer can you last this way? Being a fake, you built up all these strong big walls to keep reality out. I try to help you all I can, but now I watch you fall. Don't care at all. You think it's cool to ruin lies. Well, I burned up your book of lies, and without them you can't survive.
Was Book of Lies by Miranda Fitrus here on IRC FM, and that particular song is Book of Lies, and we'll be featuring a bit more of Miranda's music on upcoming episodes of IRC FM. Indeed, some of our other artists will be doing repeat appearances on IRC FM as well. So if you like a particular artist, feel free to email me irkpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the show notes, irkfm.com, and let me know which one of these artists absolutely grab you. And we'll have them back doing a different song on a future episode. Now, Miranda's had an interesting upbringing. She was actually raised on an amusement park, so that'd be quite cool. I've never worked at an amusement park. I've been to a few. But there would be a difference between working at an amusement park and actually growing up one. I think that'd be rather cool. She first sung on stage at the age of 3, and she decided that she wanted to become a singer at the age of 9. And when I was visiting her website the other day to find out a bit more information to tell you about her, I learned that you wouldn't believe this, folks, but holy crap, Miranda is only 14. And if she's producing this sort of stuff at the age of 14, wait until she gets a couple of more years under her belt. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But it just goes to show, it doesn't matter how old you are, but it matters how good you are. Her influences include Boston, Blondie, Pink Floyd, and Johnny Cash. Quite mature for a 14-year-old, but let me tell you, the music's great. And you can check out all of the artists' websites, and you can find out more about the artists via the show notes at irkfm.com.
Do you like to write? Or have you always wanted to write, but decided that your job, your house, your family, your pets, your political affiliations, your volunteer work, your hobbies, your church, and that ache in your pinky you get on days ending in Y slow you down? Many professional writers have families. Many professional writers keep their day job. Many professional writers live their lives just like we do. Only they write, too. Like you should be doing. I Should Be Writing is the award-winning podcast that explores issues wannabe writers come up against every day. Everything from characterization to just the difficulty in getting on a writing schedule. And because I, your host, am a writer who's still learning, we do a rundown of my progress as well. This is not a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do type of show. I'm there in the trenches with you. Visit ishouldbewriting.com to subscribe to this free podcast and download past episodes. Because you should be writing.
Now it's time for another double shot. And we turn over to New York City again. New York City, as I said, seems to be a great breeding ground for musicians and artists. But this particular artist didn't necessarily grow up in New York. She was raised in Detroit, moved to Kansas City, and then Washington, D.C., and now she calls New York home. And this is Chrissy Coughlan with her song, Wait For You.
Well, there's stormy weather up ahead, but I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm prepared for whatever this world gives to me. Oh, I thank the Lord that I can see the difference between right and wrong. It just helps me to figure out where I belong. Promenade with
always shouting about Jesus at the top of his lungs. Well, he says there's no pain in heaven above. So what does that mean for us here down on earth? And I think it's probably good that he's been saved. You're one less sinner out there waiting to be repaid.
You do it out of fright.
or maybe just a little spite.
And that was Chrissy Coughlan there with her song Do It Out of Love. Previous to that was Wait For You. And she describes her influences as Sheryl Crow and Lucinda Williams. And I think that's quite plain to see when you listen to those particular tracks. And Chrissy is actually on the social networking site Twitter. I've just started to follow her at www.twitter.com/ChrissyMusic, and you can follow me if you're on Twitter at twitter.com/IrkPod. And before we go, we always like to feature feedback here on Irk FM, and our first bit of feedback was from Shauno from Hyper Nonsense and also Shauno Graham. And we played the song that Shauno did with his wife Jen on Irk FM episode number 2 by the little demo side project that they've called themselves The Sidebars. And Shauno commented on the website irkfm.com and he thanked us for playing the song, but he thought it was a bit sad that his song, which was a demo, was in the same episode as all of the massively produced studio-based music that I featured elsewhere on the episode. But having said that, Shauno, I enjoyed the song. I enjoy listening to you guys all the time, so no great drama, mate. No great drama. Not to be left out, Jen, also from Hyper Nonsense and her solo show Inside My Head, also commented on the first couple of episodes. From episode 1, she commented that she enjoyed listening to the various songs that I played from various podcasts, and she enjoyed the fact that she could hear all of them in full, which was the idea, so thank you, Jen. And she also enjoyed hearing Amp on episode 2. Amp, of course, were the band from New Zealand, and she enjoyed listening to them again. And she also enjoyed listening to the other artist that I played for her, and that was last November, also in episode 2. And thank you, Jen, for your support, and keep listening. And if you out there in listener land would like to comment, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com. Leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com, or you can send me a voicemail as well, and full details on how to do that are on the website at irkfm.com. Yes, let's do this. And now let's bring us home with a power ballad, and I'd like to dedicate this song to Richard from the Wasting Time podcast. He featured this particular artist on episode 81 of his show, The Wasting Time Podcast, wastingtimepodcast.com. And I thought that I'd dedicate this particular song for reasons that Richard will certainly have a laugh about when he hears the song title. He's freezing up in Chicago at the moment, and the song's rather appropriate for that. And it's called One Day We'll Feel the Sun by Kelly Ritchie and the Kelly Ritchie Band. that was a great way to finish the episode. That was One Day We'll Feel the Sun by Kelly Ritchie. She's originally from Kentucky, and she now lives in Cincinnati, Ohio. And her guitar work has been compared to Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's a massive list of people to be compared to. And I think you'll agree that if you like this particular sort of guitar music with catchy hooks and massive riffs, I think you'll like to hear a bit more of Kelly Ritchie and the Kelly Ritchie Band, and we'll be certainly doing that on future episodes of IRC FM. Kelly actually has some gigs on at the moment, as you're hearing me record this in late January of 2009. She has gigs coming up in Indiana, Ohio, Illinois and Kentucky, to mention a few places, and you can find out more details of where Kelly and indeed any of the other artists have got gigs coming up by visiting the show notes at irkfm.com and then clicking through to the artist, and feel free to say hi to the artist and where you heard their music. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Until next week, I'm Irk, and you've been listening to episode 3 of Irk FM, 100% female. Well, apart from me, that is. Irk FM is a Irk Communications production. For more information on Irk and the other podcasts in the Irk Communications family, go to www.irkcommunications.com.au. This is a Creative Commons program where all music is played with permission. Music is obtained via the Podsafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IODA Promonet, and MusicSubmit.com.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
She sat next to me in fifth period math, brown hair, blue eyes, an amazing ass on the first day. She says, "Hi, I'm Katie. I can't believe this chick is talking to me.
My glasses are too thick. My glasses are too thick.